This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's Metal Shop here on 99.9 KISW, a band that I've wanted to have up in the studio for a while. We finally made it happen. We got everyone here in the same studio, a band called Excrescence from Tacoma, is that right? Tacoma? Tacoma Brutal Death Metal Band. And they have an album called Inescapable Anatomical Deterioration. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Cheers. Yeah.
You're welcome. Let's go around the room. Tell me what your name is and what you do in Excrescence.
Matt, I do vocals.
Steve, I do bass.
Max, I do drums.
And Jonathan, I play guitar.
Right on. So, whoever wants to pipe in, I want the backstory. How did you guys start? You know, when? And how did you guys all get together? The origin story in Marvel words. Marvel
right. Terms. So originally, I started this with a couple other people.
Okay.
I was guitar instead of drums. Mm-hmm. And my friend Cameron Mills was on drums. Mm-hmm. And we kind of just improvised jam, see what we could make out of it.
Sure.
And then we end up making a couple songs kind of in a whole different kind of wave than what we have now.
What did it originally sound like?
It was more of a death grind project. Okay. Originally, yep. It was more in the vein of, I'd say, Waco Jesus and
wow.
Old Guttural Secrete.
Okay, yeah.
And then kind of
gore grind?
More so like death grind.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'd say more ish like, I mean, Inhume was a big one too. That was another one we were kind of inspired by. And then that kind of fell apart. We all got busy with life and whatnot.
As you do, yep.
And then I linked up with Matt. And then we started doing, he started playing drums and I started playing guitar.
Wait, Matt, you play drums?
Yeah, a little bit.
Nice. And we started kind of making songs under that with the name Excrescence. And that kind of, we got some ideas of what we wanted to do. And then that ended up not working for whatever reason. And then I got in contact with Steve. And he was jamming in this band, Cranial Remnants, at the time.
Is that a Northwest band? Seattle band?
Or at the
Tacoma
time,
band?
Yeah.
A little studio band.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then they wanted me on drums, and we started jamming, and then made something more out of that, and then we got Matt on vocals instead of drums. I said, we got to get this dude on vocals, and then started just writing songs in a whole different wave that we never did before, and then kind of went from there.
Fast forward,
man. Yeah,
it's a couple of scenes missing. But.
So, Matt, had you ever done vocals before in a band?
No. This is my first band doing vocals like this. I've always messed around, just listening to bands like I love, like all the Brutal Death stuff.
Yeah,
and then just kind of messed around with my voice, just kind of guttural vocal style, just kind of chiming along, just testing out. I'm like, damn, I think I can do that.
Yeah.
I was kind of messing around, showing Max what I could do. He's like, damn, you're pretty sick. Like, you should come try out. And I was like, cool. Went and did that, and they were pretty happy with it. So
that's
very
awesome.
Happy, yeah.
Absolutely, man. So you guys released a record on a label that puts out, you know, an insane amount of awesome, heavy music. It's called New Standard Elite. How'd you guys get hooked up with New Standard Elite?
Just so happens that he was local for a moment, and
awesome.
He got to watch us play basically live in the garage, you know, and he fell in love with it. Super excited what we were doing. Basically, I hate to call him a friend, but he's our friend. And because, you know, nobody wants to cut in on, you know, your friend and get on the end of a record label.
Sure,
but,
sure.
But he liked what we were doing. We're legit, you know.
Yeah.
So he pounced on it and pushed us forward. It's pretty sick.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Shout out to Daniel.
Dan Osborne.
New Standard Elite. Yeah, dude.
How are you guys getting, you know, exposure like that? Is it pretty much the internet, New Standard Elite, things like that? Like, you know, networking to be able to play these big festivals.
Definitely
pretty awesome.
The label has helped us out tremendously with getting our name out there, because it's a huge label with this style of music, with this like low, guttural, nasty, raw, violent style of music that is pretty easily defined through him. So we've been fortunate enough to like have him shine some light on us, and then people have been, you know, getting the word around, kind of talking around about it. And yeah, we've been playing shows a lot too. There's a lot of bands too that put out records, but they don't do it live. So we're trying to make that a full thing, like a live thing. We jam all the time. We meet up all every week, pretty much.
This isn't a studio project. This is a full living, breathing
project. So we want to make it a real deal thing, because it's more special that way.
We want to make a statement in this kind of area too.
Absolutely. First time I saw you guys was at Club Sur, was the Internal Bleeding.
Oh, yeah.
That was a badass show. And Jungle Rot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were stoked to be a part of that.
Yeah, really stoked.
Actually, I didn't even know about the band. And I walk in, and I'd known Matt for a long time. And I was like, oh, dude, what the hell? And it blew me away. It honestly stole the show for me. So
saw Kevin walk up right before we were about to play. They're about to let us go full on live, and then I see Kevin right in the front row, and he's like, oh, what's up? And I gave him a little fist bump, and then it was go time.
Yeah. So. My friend Mike plays in Porphyrion and Noroth. He was like, dude, you got to get here for Excrescence. We got to get here for Excrescence. They're the best death metal band in Seattle. So I was like, okay, well, let's check them out. And I show up, and my dude's on vocals. So let's go back in time. First exposure to really heavy underground, you know, death metal, or really just like grimy metal. And Matt, let's start with you, man. What got you into, because, you know, we can all hear like the Metallicas and the AC/DCs and then the Slayers, and you get that kind of, you know, obviously but what got you into the really gnarly stuff?
Well, to rewind it back just a little bit, I got into all that stuff like you're saying, and then I got into Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah.
Cannibal Corpse is a huge game changer for me. I was gifted the Gallery of Suicide album, and that pretty much lifted my whole world upside down.
Yeah.
And I thought everybody loved it. I kept showing people that album, and then nobody dug it. And I was like, I thought that was just like weird as hell to me, because, you know, I was in love with it. But anyways, I was into Cannibal, still am. They're one of the best to ever do it. But ever since then, I was always looking for that raw energy, like when I first heard them, and how much that like shook my world. But yeah, I started just kind of digging deep and found out about other bands, you know, like all the main ones like Devourment, Disgorge, all that stuff. Unique Leader Records was a huge one that got me put on game with all this stuff.
Yep.
And then just kept digging and digging. MySpace was really good for all that stuff.
Yeah.
Just like the more guttural, the more disgusting, the fast, grimy, raw stuff that was out there, I was just attracted to immediately. Like, I didn't have to really, like, I didn't really have to, like, I don't know, try to get into it, because I was already in the hunt for like the next most like brutal
absolutely
thing that was out there. So yeah, that was pretty much it for me. So
if it sounds like Audio Diarrhea, you're into it, dude. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Let's end this question with each of you guys, and let's start with you, Matt. So what got you into metal? We just heard, what are your top three death metal bands of all time?
Ooh, just straight up death metal, or just everything?
All extreme metal. Yeah, it could be brutal death metal, slam, whatever you want.
All time, I'd probably have to say, like, man, I'd say my boys in Guttural Secrete have always lasted the test of time for me with them. Every time I listen to them, it's like, it sounds fresh every time. But them, this band called Enmity, they just, you know, push the boundaries. They've been doing that before it was even halfway cool. The third one, that's a hard one. There's so much to choose from. But I'd probably say, like, shoot. I'll say Disgorge.
Just okay, yeah.
U.S. I say U.S. and Mexico. I love both. A lot of people don't say both, but I love both. But
yeah.
They both push the boundaries in two different ways, and I take so much from both. So
nice.
Yeah.
All right. So what got you to extreme underground music?
Me?
Yeah.
You're not going to like the answer. It's a disgust for grunge.
Okay.
I grew up in Washington, yeah. Tacoma here, and everybody listened to
it. I like your honesty.
When I was younger.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had bands, you know, like thrash metal and
sure.
pushing the boundaries into death metal, and then I had friends start showing me things like Malevolent Creation and,
yeah.
and Cannibal Corpse, and, you know, we all stem from Slayer, but it just, the sicker the better. Anything that sounded disgusting, I was more into, and I just kept getting more and more and more deeper and deeper and deeper into it, and I've never looked back. Sometimes people put on old thrash metal, I'm like, nah, I'm not even really into it anymore. I want something disgusting, you know.
You found the way.
Yeah, I found the way. Like this dude's wearing a Cerebral Effusion
yeah.
hoodie. I love that band. I love Inherent Disease. I love Disgorge.
Yeah.
I love Guttural Discreet. I love it all, man. It's, like I said, the sicker the better. Yeah. Some of it's a little incoherent, but I like that stuff too.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. I couldn't do the local scene growing up. I mean, there was a few hitters out there, like people say Infester.
Yeah.
I like those guys. That's old school, brutal death metal. Drawn and Quartered was a sick one growing up watching. You know, stuff like that, man. That's all I got.
So, okay, your three favorite.
Three favorites?
Yeah.
These guys, I didn't know, but Fornicator's from around here.
Oh, no, it doesn't have to be Northwest. Of all time.
Just all time?
Of just, like, any state, any country. Just favorite death metal. And
I
like
Malevolent Creation growing up a lot. That was, okay. like, grindcore death metal.
Yeah.
And then I started getting into, like the Unique Leader style. It was, like, you can name five bands that all yeah. sound disgusting. You know, like, Severed Savior, one of my all-time yeah. favorites.
Brutality is Law.
Yeah, Brutality is Law. Inherent Disease.
Yeah.
I love all those bands, man. So
that's the thing about these two labels, is both those labels. Dude, is New Standard Elite and Unique Leader. Yeah, yeah, you just said it. Is you know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
You're not going to get some pop punk record by accident. You know, you're going to get brutal death metal or technical brutal death metal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Max, what about you, man? What got you into underground music, and then what are your three favorites?
What really did it for me is I got really into stuff like Slayer and mm-hmm. Slipknot growing up.
Yeah.
I was like kind of mainly like into like a lot of nu metal stuff
sure.
too, and I thought that was sick.
I mean, I'm wearing a Deftone shirt.
Yeah, right? Hell yeah.
I obviously did too.
But I was into a lot of that, and then I just kind of wanted to get something more extreme,
mm-hmm.
and I got into stuff like Cannibal Corpse and like Dying Fetus.
Seems to be
and
a theme
like
here.
That.
The Cannibal Corpse unites you all.
They're readily
Absolutely.
Available.
Absolutely.
They're
ready,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
They're the most accessible, like frontline band you can
Absolutely.
Possibly like find with this stuff. And then I went from stuff like that to like Disgorge and Devourment.
Nice.
And that wasn't even enough. And I wanted stuff like Last Days of Humanity and
oh my
Tetragrammicide.
Yeah. Okay.
And, yeah.
Yeah, Nyog Thables and stuff like that.
No. So what are the kind of looks you get when you're blasting this from your car? Are people just like, what the hell's going on? You know?
Yeah, usually, because I'm usually like in my car turning up. I'm like getting into it when I'm in my car. And then I'll be at a red light and they'll just be like, what's going on with this dude over here?
I grew up learning that most people absolutely hate this kind of music, but I just don't care because, you know, I like it so much and I've been taking criticism left and right, front and center all the time about it, but I don't care. I love this stuff till death.
Max, who's your favorite extreme metal drummer?
Extreme metal drummer, if I had to pick just one?
Yeah.
Who really got me doing what I want to do and who really, I think, set the bar more than anybody else is John Engman from Fetopsy and Brodekin.
Okay, nice.
I think that he definitely pushed what's extreme, and he pushed what's available and how, like, what you can do with this kind of music.
Yeah.
And I don't think that anybody's really pushed it how he did. And there's other ones that are, like, playing high speeds and insane, unhinged, ferocious, like, extreme stuff, and then there's stuff like that, and that just tops it all. Like, nice. Nothing's really better than that, if you ask me.
And finally, your top three favorites, death metal bands.
If I had to pick just three, I'd say Brodekin,
mm-hmm.
Orchidectomy, and Enmity.
Okay. Man, you guys are giving me a lot of homework.
Hitters.
I like it. That's awesome. All right, and finally, man, what got you into underground music and then your top three favorite death metal bands?
So I would, I'm old, right? So we'll start off with that. So sure. Actually, it was sort of a carryover from thrash. Thrash was the thing when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And so I was at a Creator show, and there is a band that opened up for Creator called Morgoth.
Yeah.
So this is probably 1990.
Okay.
And that riff started, that guy came out and did his scream, and that was just a one-way trip. And then after that, it was literally just a matter of buying the albums as they came
out. As they came out, yeah.
So like Human Same. Waste and Liege of Inveracity, yeah. Like all of the Swedish stuff, all of the English stuff, Florida, New York, like all of these scenes were just popping off. And yeah. You can literally buy something based on artwork,
yeah.
Buy something based on word of mouth, based on the label. And so that's what got me into it. And so it's just been a series of, you know, rediscovering the different scenes along the years. 2005, ended up joining a band. The guy that was the other guy was in the band, had his own store,
wow.
His own label. And so he introduced me to a ton of stuff as well. And so it's just been this ongoing discovery of my entire time.
As the genre and the world opens up to all these different subgenres and stuff, you're taking that trip with it, right? You're just getting even more into all of the underground stuff. That's a really cool thing, is that you're literally there on the beginning stages of it. And did you ever do any like tape trading with friends or anything like that, or were you just coming and buying them from the CD stores?
I think just buying them from the stores. I mean, you used to be able to call Relapse on the phone,
yeah,
and they would send you tapes.
That's cool.
That was, you know, I bought an Embalmer demo by calling them up.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I think for me, being sort of exposed to all of it, I didn't identify with one specific subgenre even more than others.
Yeah.
So for me, I include grindcore and black metal into my sort of repertoire.
Yeah.
And so I love all of that stuff. So over the years, it's just developed into, you know, what's new, and if I heard this before, is this moving me in a different direction? Because there's a lot of stuff that for me is just like, I've heard this.
Fair enough. So your three favorites.
Okay. Three favorites. I mean, if you were to stick with death metal or even brutal death metal, I think Disgorge has to be on that list.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking from, you know, like my past, when things like the game changer for me when it came out, I would put the two. Sort of the OGs at the top would be like Slowly We Rot.
Yeah.
That was a game changer for me. And then Swamped in Gore by Broken Hope.
Yeah.
Those are, I think, like the two sort of pivotal albums at the time. I mean, nowadays, I mean, I think sort of like all time stuff, Putridity's got to be on that list. Disgorge has to be on that list. And then, I don't know, I like just a ton of everything in between. So
sure.
I would put those guys with anybody. I mean, Dark All Slaves, as far as newer stuff, that's just been like blowing my socks off.
Yeah. You can tell John's the most articulate.
Yeah,
group.
you guys are giving me some homework. I gotta find. I like this, man. I'm gonna go deep on some of these. Yes, absolutely. So let's go into one of your songs. We're chatting with a band called Excrescence. So we're gonna go into a song from their Inescapable Anatomical Deterioration album. This one is a pick by Max. It's called Recursive Epileptic Trepanation. Max, why'd you pick this one, dude?
I picked this one because the intro has this kind of uncomfortable buildup.
Nice.
It makes you feel like sick when you're listening to it.
It'd
make the listener that's not really familiar with this kind of stuff not want anything to do with it. And I think it's cool that you guys are putting it on.
There we go. It's Excrescence here on Metal Shop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was Recursive Epileptic Trepanation from the Inescapable Anatomical Deterioration album. We got Excrescence here. They're a killer band from Tacoma. And Max, so I was told to ask you how many bands you're in.
At the moment, I'm in four.
Okay, let's list them off.
Okay, so I'm in Excrescence, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then me, Matt, and Steve have another band called Insufferance.
Okay.
And Steve's guitar in that, and I'm bass in that.
Nice.
And our boy Daniel Osborne is on drums. And it's like early 2000s brutal death metal, kind of that unique leader kind of sound that we were mentioning earlier.
Yeah.
It's kind of stuff along the vein of that. Yeah, riff oriented. And none of that's released yet. It's coming real soon, but.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, it's coming real soon. And okay. I do vocals in another band from Ecuador called Infibulated.
Okay.
And we just dropped an album on New Standard Elite as well. It's called Diabolical Euphoric Subjugation.
All right. Wow.
And that's coming real soon. And then I'm also in another project with my brothers from North Carolina called Intubated, and I do drums in that.
Nice.
And that's just over the top, extreme, blasting chaos like Excrescence is, just a little different.
Nice. So, Matt, I'm assuming you write the vocals, is that right? Or you write the lyrics?
Yeah, sure. We do, actually. We all kind of
or you all kind of do
on that, actually.
Okay,
it's
so
kind of a group effort.
Is it just like medical textbooks? Or is that the, like, is that where you get
medical sounds?
Medical sounds? Okay, so like all the vocabulary, it's pretty deep. It's pretty, you know, so are you, is it, you know, what are the influences here for as far as writing lyrics and whatnot for this kind of music?
I'd say first and foremost, like Carcass, early Carcass, Disgorge, Mexico.
Yeah.
Just the pathological forensic, you know, deterioration of the human body. Just abstract gore is basically the theme.
Yeah.
Everybody talks about just like simplistic gore. We kind of dive deep into disease and parasites and abnormalities and stuff like that.
Just so, having fun.
Yeah. some
are you guys horror fans?
Yes.
Horror movie fans?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like
Absolutely.
A little.
A little? Okay. Matt, let's start with you. Favorite or name one movie that you would suggest that we watch, a horror movie.
Horror movies that I suggest. Well, since I imagine a lot of you guys probably know of all the main ones, but check out a movie called Begotten, which
okay.
is it's an early like 90s film, which is shot in all black and white, and there's no dialogue, and it's some of the most gruesome, uncomfortable viewing you'll ever see.
Go get that from Scarecrow Video.
Yeah.
Nice. All
yeah,
right.
Check that out.
Begotten. Okay. How about you, man? Any thing you would suggest as far as horror movies?
No, I'm a big pansy, man. That shit keeps me up at night.
Yeah? All right, cool. Rom-coms for you.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you want to do, man. It all puts me to sleep. But
that anyone else? Max, you got a you a horror fan?
Yeah, I'd say the original Hellraiser's unmatched.
Yeah. Right on. And how about you, man? Any horror movies you would suggest?
I really enjoyed Midsommar and also Platform.
Yeah,
Platform.
I haven't seen Platform.
Underrated. That was just a little Netflix pop and drop. Like it showed up, it went away.
Yeah,
but pretty gruesome
cool.
story.
Nice. Yeah, Midsommar was it was an interesting trip of a movie.
Broad daylight.
Absolutely.
Summer. Fun.
Yeah.
But they did some things that were just really thoughtful in that movie, which I can appreciate. So. When you're on drugs, it look like they're on drugs.
Absolutely, man. Right on. Okay, so this is a Northwest radio show. Seattle, you know, this show's been going on for 40 years. It's the longest running metal radio show on air on commercial radio. So being that it is a Northwest show, what are your favorite Northwest bands of all time. And we can extend that to like Idaho and Vancouver, BC, just kind of in this region. Matt, let's start with you.
Ooh, well, I love a lot of stuff that comes out of here, but right now I've been really big on a band called Disease. I got the hat.
Yep.
But Disease, I would say they're killing it right now. They're going crazy. We played a couple shows with them, so
yeah, dude.
I would say that they're just like one of those bands. When I hear they're playing anywhere close to me, I try to go out and see them. They're just, I don't know, they do it a little differently, and they got some adrenaline to them that I think is pretty unmatched.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, Chris and Jim on top.
As far as the classics go, can't go wrong with Alice in Chains, Tron Quartered.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I like Infester, Tron Quartered. That's about it, man.
Sounds
like
good.
Like I said, I didn't grow up here, didn't really get into grunge.
Max, what about you, man?
I'm pretty into the grunge stuff, I'm not going to lie. Like, I love a lot of that. I love Alice in Chains and Soundgarden.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. But I also love the death metal scene here, too. And I like a lot of bands that are really pushing it out here. Like, this isn't quite death metal, but like Matt said earlier, Disease.
Yep.
I love Infester, that really underrated band that was from here in the 90s.
I miss Embalmed, dude.
Yeah, Embalmed's sick.
Embalmed was sick, dude.
Infester were just kids when they recorded their full length.
Yeah.
And shout out to Kelly's new band, Plague Bearer. Badass band too.
Plague Bearer, hell yeah. And then I'd say at the time they're not from here anymore, but Meat Shits.
Mm-hmm.
It's another great band from here.
Was Nevermore from here?
They were, absolutely. Yeah. R.I.P. Worl Dane. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely incredible.
Like Botch, too. Botch
is great, yeah. Got to see their reunions. They were incredible.
Yep.
And last but not least, favorite Northwest bands.
I've only been here for the last few years, so it's just the bands that I've been sort of exposed to.
Yeah.
The classics, I got to see all those guys, but I was never a big fan of all those grunge guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say the bands that I've been digging since I've been up here, I can vouch for Disease for sure. Those guys are top-notch. Torture Rack.
Yeah, great band from Portland. Yeah.
How do you forget Torture Rack?
Hemorrhoid was another one, too.
Hemorrhoid.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All three of those bands are top of their game for sure.
Man, Portland scene's going
the
crazy.
Most articulate out of all of
Human Effluence is another super sick one.
Human Effluence is some of the most underground, underrated stuff that
where are they
people
from?
Are going to be exposed
Portland.
To.
Portland.
Human Effluence.
I would add Hemorrhoid. Abiosis.
Abiosis, too.
It's one of the most underrated bands out there right
from
now.
From Salem.
They're coming up.
From Salem?
Trying to make some moves.
Yeah, they're coming up.
Awesome. Well, so what are some places?
Oh, wait. What's Homeboy's band name?
Who?
Cryptoxic Mortality.
Yeah.
They're pretty tight.
Yeah,
solid stuff, dude.
Good people.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some places you guys have played? Like, you guys have played up in Tony V's. You guys have played down in Tacoma at the
Little Piggy.
Yep. Plaid Pig. What are some other venues you guys have hit up so far?
We got Club back Sir. From Chicago recently.
How was Chicago Death Fest?
Yeah,
is that what it was called? Chicago Death?
Chicago Domination Fest.
Chicago.
It was over the top.
Over the top.
Miguel's always put on a good one every year. Yeah. Last year I played it with Incinerate.
Awesome.
And I played Gord last year with Incinerate as well. But it seems like his production has just gotten better and better every time.
Yeah.
So this is being the last one. It was just over the top. Like, it was hard to leave.
Oh, the last one as in the final? It's done?
Allegedly the final one.
Wow.
And so it was hard to leave.
Go out with a bang.
During anybody's set, because all of these bands were just, again, top of their game. So it was that was tough. And that was a great venue. Had a great time on that one.
Right on.
Locally, I mean, the High Water Mark down in Portland was
it's a cool place.
We liked that one a lot.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right on.
We're getting the word out. So
getting the word out, and you guys are going to go head down to Texas, man. So let's go into another song here. Open Thoracic Discharge. All right, who wants to talk about this one? Matt?
Sure. This is our first single release off of our demo 2020.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of good feedback from this, and it's our first track that we released to the public, so we still love playing it live, and it's kind of the essence of our sound. So
awesome. Sounds good. It's Excrescence here on Metal Shop. Excrescence here on Metal Shop. That was Open Thoracic Discharge. What is it with Indonesia and brutal death metal? Because you guys need to go to Indonesia. They have record labels out there. They have bands. A lot of the artists.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just look up Bandcamp, it's just they have their own freaking...
I can't keep up.
It's insane, dude. Like, no matter as brutal as you are, there's some 16-year-old kid in Indonesia that's way more brutal than you.
Yeah.
So what is
it? Absolutely. They just get it. I think, what was it, Suffocation or Disgorge went and played out there back in the day. And then everybody's just been hooked ever since, and everybody's been wanting to formulate that kind of sound.
Yeah.
And they have a huge respect and admiration for that whole sound, and they just have an ear for it. And there's also something in the water, I think, but...
Yeah.
You know, they just get it a lot more there. And I wish it was like that more over here in the States, but I feel like it kind of comes in waves. But we'll see, you know, like it kind of comes and goes. Right now, I think it's kind of coming back up. We got some pretty sick fests in the U.S., but no, Indonesia's doing a big time over there for sure.
I love that stuff a lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah, this is the Indo dude. He's caught up to date on all that stuff.
Yeah. You guys need to head out there.
Oh, yeah. If I could, I would.
Up on a private jet.
Make it happen. Make it happen. That's awesome.
Come and give us a call.
Do you guys think that, so you guys have been doing some these flying out to these big fests. Is touring something you guys are interested in, or are you more
wants to flip the bill.
Okay.
It's getting expensive, man.
Is it a better, kind of reality to just fly out and do those things? Is that something you prefer rather than, you know, hitting the road and touring?
John.
Oh, yep, sorry.
See, I can speak to a little of this. Like Max, I'm in a couple bands as well, so for me the fest schedule is just a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Touring is great when it's great. I did a lot of touring with Victimus. We used to do 30-day runs. We used to do 2 weeks here, a week there. Some good bands, Eternal Suffering, you know, it's one of my favorites on that one. Abysmal Dawn was another
one. Yes, sir.
So hitting the road like that requires gas money. It requires a show every night. It requires other bands to go with and hopefully draw enough people.
Consistency, yeah.
Consistency. And what I would say is, like, I mean, there's bands that would tour 300 days a year that we haven't heard of, and even though they're on the road constantly. So there's not necessarily a return on investment continually.
Yeah.
I would love to get out there and play more. I think 2024 we'll probably see some dates on the road. But in the meantime, like, just with my personal flight schedule, my fest schedule, if you will, like, it's just easier to fly somewhere, play a show, reach a bigger audience
because everyone's there,
and then because everyone's there, and then brutal death metal, it's like a little family reunion every time. So it's like we're gonna see the people that matter, as opposed to, you know, three kids somewhere in some random club that may or may not get paid for that night.
And you're working smarter, not harder.
Trying. So, I'm old. I can't afford to just make mistakes like I did in my
totally
teams. Again.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming up here tonight. Before we go into the last song, any final words, any thank yous or shout outs you guys want to give on the radio?
Shout out. Oh.
Go ahead.
Shout out Vituperate from North Carolina.
Okay.
I got a shout out. Sean and John and Bludgeoned, my homeboys.
Yeah.
We're coming up. We're coming up big.
Yeah, shout out to everybody who likes this kind of filth, who likes this kind of blasting chaos, because this is not for everybody, and that's kind of the purpose why we made it. It's because to weed them out. But if you like this kind of stuff, that's sick.
Yeah.
But you know, we're just trying to play something, you know, a little bit more aggressive. We just playing this from the heart. We've been in this kind of music for a long time. But shout out to everybody that likes this stuff, and yeah, hopefully get some shows going. And yeah,
hell yeah, man.
Let's get it going. Push the limits of what's extreme.
Right on.
I'm going to say shout out to the Metal Shop, because I remember being a little kid and catching a broadcast as a child. And
that's awesome.
Part of my path. So shout out to you guys.
Hell yeah.
Definitely,
man.
Shout out to Metal Shop. This is legendary. So thanks for getting us up here.
I grew up with the first Steve and Kevin, dude.
Yeah, Steve and, yeah.
Straight from, was it Bates or whatever?
Yeah, no, Green River. I went to their Green River College. They did Eternal Nightmares on Green River. And then they got Metal Shop.
Yeah, that was
And
sick.
Then, yeah, man, I used to smoke blunts and listen to fucking Eternal Nightmares, bro.
I play with Kevin.
Miasis.
Is it Miasis?
Or Miasis?
Miasis. I still got the CD at home, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I remember that.
Shit was sick, dude. And then you catch Steve at the clubs every once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Keeping the scene going, Kevin, man. I appreciate it.
I'm trying to, man. Keeping it on the air, man. So, all right, dude. Excrescence. We're going to go into cisternal. Okay, hold on. I need my glasses. Cisternal myocarditis perforation. Is that right?
Cisternal.
Cisternal. Is that right?
Cisternal.
Cisternal myocarditis
perforation.
See, I knew I would get one of them wrong. All right. It's excrescence. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.